Pakistan today conducted its second missile test in 2 days. The move comes against a background of severe tensions between Pakistan and India, centering largely on the disputed region of Kashmir. India said it was losing patience because of attacks by Islamic militants in Kashmir. India says the militants are backed by Pakistan. President Bush in France today, as part of his European tour, spoke about the crisis and urged the nuclear-armed rivals to show restraint. He said Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf should do more to stop terrorism and keep militants from crossing the military control line in Kashmir. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president in Paris and has more now.
The president commented on the Kashmir situation during a news conference with French President Jacques Chirac. He was asked specifically about the missile tests and said the U.S. has and continues to express its deep concern to Pakistan. But then he said there's something of even greater concern than the missile tests, raids by Muslim separatists being carried out in Kashmir.
That President Musharraf show results in terms of stopping people from crossing the line of control, stopping terrorism. That's what's more important than the missile testing, is that he perform.
The president was also asked about demonstrations against his policies as he has toured Europe. In Berlin, 20,000 turned out to protest Bush administration policies on the war on terrorism, the Middle East, the environment, and trade. There were small protests today in France as well. Both Presidents Bush and Chirac said the demonstrations are part of democracy, people with freedom to speak out doing so. Chirac, speaking through an interpreter, downplayed the significance of the protests.
But what I just wanted to say is that these demonstrations are really marginal demonstrations, that you shouldn't give too much credit to these demonstrations.
The French president acknowledged that there are things the U.S. and Europe disagree on, like the current trade disputes over steel and agriculture, but he said the relationship remains one of depth and solidarity. Don Gagne, NPR News, with the president in Paris.